As we offer our love to the beloved ruler of the violet planet, we ask our mighty I Am presence in the name of all mankind to release through us enough love to him and to all who direct the sacred fire to the earth to draw forth quickly in answer to our love that assistance into the physical octave that changes conditions into the victory of God's heart, as we have called. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, beloved ones of the violet flame, beloved ones of the victory of God's heart, I come tonight to clothe you with a feeling of greater power, for power you must have to stand against the increasing discord of mankind in the world around you. And so tonight we shall take up in concentrated action the power, the victory of the power of the violet consuming flame. And I think if you pour the love from your heart to the violet consuming flame, released both from your presence, the mighty I Am, and from the mighty Saint Germain, myself, and others of the Ascended Host, you can call into outer physical conditions a concentrated action of its power by your acknowledgement of its victory. And for your own satisfaction, and also for the greater illumination of the rest of mankind, I would appreciate it greatly if you would call forth through yourselves the revealment of its power in physical conditions. Make your demand, and I assure you, we will fulfill your calls. And were you just with considerable attention, not too long at one time, keep demanding your blessed I Am presence, and we reveal the victory of the power of the violet consuming flame through you all. Now, this revealing of the victory of the power of the violet consuming flame would not only be to the world around you, that revealing would be to yourselves. And I want you to have that. For as your momentum reaches a certain point, you can draw that into concentration about you until it becomes visible to yourselves and to many of mankind, eventually to all. But if you want the appearance of a thing manifested, you've got to call for the revealment of it. If you don't reveal it, you don't see it, do you? If it isn't revealed to you. And so if you want the revealment of the victory of the power of the violet consuming flame, then many activities of its mighty blessing can come forth through you, which would automatically benefit your bodies and your mental and feeling world and the atmosphere about you. Then it would go into your affairs, and its revealment would be the correction of the conditions about you. If you call forth the cosmic revealment of the power of the violet flame's victory over all in this world, into your government or in business, one person after another would become aware of it. Few would understand or know what it was to begin with, but if it continued to release its blessings to them, they would soon become aware of it and accept it, and then begin to want to know more about it. You see, mankind are asleep, my dear ones, in the hypnotic control and conditions of their own desires. They're asleep in the accumulation of the discord of their own limitations, which they built about themselves. And they live and move in a cocoon, as it were, of these things against which they rebel so frightfully. But if they would but give recognition to the many activities and blessings and powers of the sacred fire that would surge to their assistance such miracles and power from our octaves of life, that they would have their freedom in no time. And as you contact people in the outer world, I wish you would very definitely, when opportunity offers, but not intruding, try to get mankind to understand something about the sacred fire. When you say the sacred fire to people of the outer world, it's just words. They don't any more know what that means than a child. In fact, not as much so. So this illumination and conscious understanding and use of the sacred fire is the education of the new age and must be understood by mankind. Because if perfection is to be brought forth and sustained, then there must come again, as in former golden ages, the individual flame within each one's home. And I mean a visible, tangible flame that is eternally sustained in each one's home. Now, why do you suppose we do that? Because the radiation constantly pouring forth from the sacred fire is the purifying, balancing power of love that flows into the conditions in the atmosphere and around you and your homes, that produces and maintains the perfection which comes through harmony alone. That harmony is the love of the sacred fire, within the sacred fire. And so, when you begin to call for the revealment of the power of the violet flame victory over this world, then you yourselves become a focus of its presence and manifestation. You become the fulfillment of its law, and you move among the rest of mankind clothed with a power that compels cooperation from those in the outer world. So, to demand the revealment of the perfection of these various activities of the sacred fire must come forth by conscious command. And I think we've said this many times before, but once you start on the conscious path of understanding and use of the cosmic laws of life, everything you want must be called forth consciously. Before you enter upon the conscious knowledge and mastery through this knowledge of the I Am, you're under the mass consciousness of mankind that only moves forward when the forward movement of a cyclic assistance through the sacred fire takes place at intervals far apart. But once you turn to the light and demand your mastery for the attainment of your ascension, then there must come the revealment of the powers of the sacred fire. When you say, I am the sacred love of the sacred fire, those are not idle words by any means. They are the acknowledgement of the flame of life in your own heart that is one with the heart of the central sun. And so when you demand or acknowledge the revealment of the power of the violet flame victory over this world, then there comes a concentration of that violet flame with cosmic pressure to enter in to conditions which surround you and dissolve opposition to you and handle your affairs with very great success and happiness to you all. For instance, supposing you need healing within the body, and you make the call to blaze the violet flame through you, or spin the violet flame, your various activities, then whenever you think of the condition again, holding the picture of your fulfilled call, then acknowledge, I am the revealment of this power for which I call. I am the revealment of the power of violet flame victory over this world. Then you automatically become filled with its presence. And if you don't see it right at first, don't neutralize your own decree by saying, well, it hasn't come through yet. How do you know? Maybe inside of you. And just because your attention has been on something else doesn't prove that it hasn't poured forth through you to help control conditions around you. Now, I do not mean to do this with tension, but there can come within you, through your desire, such a concentration of the violet flame through love to it that it can appear to you and produce the condition you desire without any tension at all within the body. Just your love for it will draw it into concentrated action in the atmosphere about you or into the body to perform whatever service you call. People do not understand, my dear ones, what a tremendous magnetic power is within them to send the love to life, love to any of the greater activities of the universe, with love and gratitude. And in that feeling of love, there is automatically the return into outer affairs and conditions of the fulfillment of your call. Every expanding activity in the universe has to start with some form of love and gratitude and an upreaching feeling within life. The lesser life must reach up to the greater if you are to have greater perfection here. And so if you're going to have greater use of the violet consuming flame or draw it into physical conditions with concentrated cosmic power, then that cosmic power must be revealed. That's why you draw it. So it will reveal the perfection that is the fulfillment of your call. And so, as we go deeper into the use of this magnificent power of the violet consuming flame, whether it be from your mighty I Am presence, or the blessed Saint Germain, or the seven mighty Elohim, or the violet planet, or from the central sun, matters not. Each activity is a special concentration of its power. And if you want that power to use here, you want to reveal it, do you not? Do you not want your fulfillment of your decrees revealed to you? You want them in outer fulfillment. I'm quite sure you do. When you're hungry, you want a meal revealed. I'm sure it don't remain in the mental level when you want to eat it physically. I'm quite sure of that. And so it is with these other conditions. If you want the revealment of the power of violet flame victory in your government, or in your bodies, your feelings, or the atmosphere about you, then you will have control of physical conditions. Now then, you have a national and a world problem, do you not, in the radioactivity that is released through bomb experiments. That's been revealed, hasn't it? Well, then if you want the power of a violet flame victory over that in action in the physical world, you want it revealed. Now, this is part of the expansion of the illumination to mankind that must come. And so, when you set into action a power of the sacred fire, demand its revealing presence, visible to everything and everybody, all that lives. And who of you can tell me how soon manifestations of that sacred fire may appear in the world around you? I am, as you say, tipping you off. If you want manifestations. Thank you, precious ones. And now we turn to your avenues of supply, and I'm sure you want that revealed to you. Do you not? Thank you, precious ones. And now you turn to your mighty I Am presence and say, I demand the revealment of my God supply of every good thing that can never fail. Now, if I take you deep tonight into the understanding of your own heart's flame, you will know what I mean by revealment. And if you were to make it a practice of saying to your mighty I Am presence, reveal to me what is in your heart. Reveal to me the activity of the sacred fire that sustains the love about me, that draws to me boundless supply of every good thing forever. Then you would many, many times be aware something disturbing tried to approach, your presence would reveal to you in a flash what you were to do to hold yourselves protected against that. And I tell you, it is a very practical application of the sacred fire. Now, there are many powers within the violet consuming flame and many activities of it throughout creation that produce special manifestation. The power that is anchored in is the service of the violet planet to the earth is a constant radiation of that which balances every thing it contacts. And so since the earth needs the radiation of that violet flame around the whole world in order to balance the pressure in the atmosphere with the pressure at the center of the earth, and also against the pressure in the whole system as the earth travels in its orbit. The outpouring of these various activities of the sacred fire is directed by the beings on each planet or in the system who govern that and supply that to life, to the life of the whole system. And so when the mighty Saint Germain spoke to you of the secret planet that guards the earth, it is a very definite, not only place in space, but a definite planet pouring forth a definite force of the sacred fire for protection to the earth against mankind's discord. And interesting enough is the fact that astronomers have taken records of a force from a certain place in space connected with this system, wherein, according to their calculations, there should be a planet, but they don't see it. And yet they get records of its radioactivity and its electronic force upon their instruments. So you see, there are many things in this universe that no one ever heard of yet in this world. And so I think you're going to need the revealing flame or the revealing love of the power of violet flame victory over this world. And if you reveal it in and around yourselves, mankind is surely going to learn something concerning it. You know why? Because mankind are very curious about things. And so if you reveal the violet flame power of victory, I am quite sure the curiosity of mankind will be set into action, and I trust will be used to bring illumination. The power of the violet consuming flame is beyond any words to describe. It can never produce one thing that creates discord to life. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, precious ones. And its love is so great in the release of its power that as it surges forward, it just automatically balances, purifies and balances everything it contacts. So it can never cause you irritation or cause a pressure that would produce anything upon life that would be of distress. And when you demand the revealment of all the powers that are within the use of the violet flame, I'm sure you will be greatly delighted, and you will think that you're going to go to school all over again. You're going to begin to realize that you've never lived in the world of the violet flame. And yet you may live there if you choose. And nothing can be experienced but the happiness and the mastery of the use of its victorious power. You'll pardon me if I just wax enthusiastic about my violet flame. Thank you, precious ones. There is such beauty within that violet flame and our activities of its magnificent perfection on the violet planet. There are colors and flames so beautiful that they are irresistible to your love. You cannot understand what they do for you. The beauty is so intense that it does for you in the feeling world what food does for your body. There are flowers made of a violet flame in varying shades that breathe and pulsate constantly. There are shades of that violet flame that are so beautiful no words can ever tell you what they do to your feeling world. And so, when you begin to ask your mighty I Am presence or us for the revealment of the violet flame's powers of victory and beauty and dominion over this world, you will have some very delightful experiences. And I can assure you, they will become so fascinating, you will never forget that violet flame again for an instant the rest of eternity. You will just love it as part of yourself because it is such a focus of life's magnificent blessing. There is nothing it couldn't perfect in you. There is nothing it wouldn't give you. There is nothing it couldn't do for you. And think, my loved ones, what must be the love from the great central sun that creates an entire planet of the violet flame. And within that abides the substance of beauty and perfection, indescribable, all-powerful, and eternal, lifting all that contacts it into greater and greater beauty and power and happiness and mastery to give to life more and more of the perfection of God's heart. Do you not think this world needs the revealment of that violet consuming flame, the violet planet, and the violet flame love that the world must have? The world's initiation in love, my dear ones, is very, very slow. But enough violet flame will hurry it along considerably. So, when you are privileged someday to see the beings in nature that create and work only with the violet flame's radiation to the earth, you will be speechless with their beauty and their power. The angels of the violet flame, the masters of the violet flame, the legions of the violet flame, whose service to life upon the violet planet is transcendent beyond words. Are the great glory of life that has come forth to assist the earth and to bless the universe everywhere. And they bear always the master powers of God's heart wherever they contact manifestation in this world or any other. There are shades of that violet flame so beautiful, you could love them and talk of them for eternity. And they are just as real and just as tangible as your own flesh bodies are here tonight. And oh, my dear ones, after mankind has lived in the dregs of existence by their misuse of God's life in the body through the centuries, to think of the mercy and the love and the forgiveness which that magnificent violet flame is to life is certainly proof of the great heart of God's love to creation. And I trust those of the I Am students and others of the outer world, as the greater perfection comes in, will teach children from babyhood to honor the body and remember it is a cup and should be a temple in which the sacredness of the violet flame holds the perfection of life, of eternal youth and beauty, and of the blessings in the use of life that forever honor the great presence that has created the body. Mankind must be taught to respect their bodies. The body belongs to God, not to the desires of the animal self. The body is the divine crystal cup given by the mighty I Am presence into the outer world to reveal the sacred fire of God's miracle life and love to creation. And so, as you go forward to greater use and greater understanding of all the violet flame can do for you and the world, your call for the revealment of its beauty and its powers and its victory over this world will bring you very great joy, miracles of its perfection, and it is freedom to life, because it is so wonderful in its eternal, purifying, loving, balancing action to life. So let us go forward and call forth the revealing blessings that are within the violet consuming flame, and ask your mighty I Am presence and that violet consuming flame to reveal to you the beings who carry on its service to life, both in this world and on the violet planet and everywhere throughout the universe. If mankind would but respect the body, it would remain forever a thing of beauty and luminosity and happiness and the victory of the master powers of life. And only the violet consuming flame can produce that transmuting action that re-beautifies the body and returns it to its pristine purity and glorifying activity to the life that is carried within the heart. Oh, that mankind may awaken to their responsibility in the use of God's life and know that the sacred fire bears forever to the universe all the blessings and gifts of God's love. And so it is in the great powers of the violet flame are the mercy, the forgiveness, the purity, the love, the balance, the freeing activity of the sacred fire that is forever the power of the transfiguration. As you take your freedom in the victory of the ascension, the violet flame renders to you its cosmic service in returning you to the beauty of life and assisting you into the next octave, happy, free, and as natural as you go in and out of a door. And all of that depends on the violet flame's action in you and to you and around you when the moment, that hour of transcendent accomplishment approaches and it makes you master over what the world calls death. Do you wonder I love the violet flame? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, as we enter in the greater use of it, the revealment of all its cosmic activities will come to bless you as you set it into action for the freedom of life everywhere. And after you're once ascended, my loved ones, you will never for one instant the rest of eternity ever cease to remember and thank and be grateful to that violet flame that sets you free. And do you wonder that through the ages the violet shade known as purple in the outer world has become the symbol of royalty, of authority, of power, of rulership? Do you wonder at that? Do you not see how that is but a fragment that still remains in the consciousness of mankind of what its royal service to life is? And oh, your whole ascension, my dear one, depends on your use of it. Were you to lay these bodies down tonight and withdraw the flame in the heart from them, you would still have to stand out in the etheric body or in the higher mental body and pour the violet flame back into the substance of the body until the permanent atom clothed in the violet flame of eternal purity enters into the higher mental body and then into the ascension, into the electronic presence. Every step of the way of your ascension depends on the action of the violet consuming flame. So I commend you tonight to the deeper appreciation and gratitude for its use. And may it reveal to you all that is within its heart I make you the power of its victory over this world. That wherever you abide, automatically flows forth, produces perfection, and reveals to life the greater perfection from our octave that will come here, and it is the redeeming power of the sacred fire to the earth. It is love made manifest that forgives and purifies and raises all back into the divine way of life and expands the perfection that glorifies the mighty I Am presence. May its limitless legions attend you, and may they be revealed to all mankind until all understand the way unto the ascension and the so-called death of the past is never again to manifest or be remembered, because the violet flame has taken its place forever. Thank you with all. Beloved, mighty being, whose cosmic service to the earth is of such intense love, thank you tonight for your love to us. Thank you for your knowledge of the violet flame. May we forever reveal the power of its victory everywhere. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and power of the violet consuming flame, that wherever we abide, it is revealed to mankind, and they turn toward the violet flame and come into it for their freedom. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us with more violet flame and make us your obedience forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. In the fullness of our heart's love, we thank you for every call you've ever made. Make us obedient unto our victory. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven mighty archangels, be called to your own heart's flame to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the violet flame in victorious cosmic action, reveal the power of its victory over all in this world, until its blazing presence has raised all into the ascension, and that which has been called death is consumed forever from the experience of life. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, and to the beloved ruler of the violet planet, in everlasting love, gratitude, and adoration, and obedience for all they have given us. We ask them to take it, amplified without limit, and charging it as a worldwide enfolding flame, intensify that violet consuming flame, till the earth itself stands ascended and free. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible and without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, We ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the violent flame necessary to set those under this radiation free, through us to America and through America to the world. So the violet flame has claimed all into the ascended master's octave forever.